Aaron, go brah. When you hear that phrase, you know St. Patrick's Day is near. Philly's parade has been going on since 1771, so it dates back to before America was even officially a nation. It's expected to draw more than 200 marchers, performers, organizations, and bagpipers kicking off at 15th and JFK before heading to Eakins Oval. It gets started at 11 a.m. Don't forget to wear your green. Eagles gear counts. Now that you have your plans together for Sunday, let's get you straight for the rest of the weekend. As Women's History Month rolls along, there are several events to choose from with powerful women at the center. Tonight in Delaware, actress Erica Alexander is appearing at the University of Delaware's Trabant University Center in Newark at an event billed as Keeping Our Eyes on the Prize. The American fiction star will talk about representation, entrepreneurship, politics, and community engagement. It's tonight at 7, and it's free with registration. I ain't gonna break for that. I'm a Wonder Woman. On Friday night, the Philadelphia Museum of Art hosts a Women's History Month celebration. Kiara Riley will host a monoprinting workshop, DJ Foxy Nora will provide the music, and guided tours highlighting women's artwork are scheduled for 6 and 7 p.m. The event starts at 5 and is pay what you wish. And I'm feeling good. Saturday, the Colored Girls Museum debuts its latest exhibit, Intermission 2. The museum, dedicated to paying tribute to the spaces that Black and brown women occupy, celebrates its 10th anniversary by showing its evolution through each curated room. Intermission 2 goes through June 29th. Henrik Ibsen's A Doll's House was first produced in 1879. In 2025, a reimagined contemporary version puts Nora, its female protagonist, in three different eras, the 20s, the 70s, and right now. What did playwright Steph Smith take from the source material to recreate a classic? Find out by seeing Nora, A Doll's House at Hedgerow Theater in Media. It runs through April 6th. Comedian Kathy Griffin has been through a lot, to say the least. She survived everything from almost being canceled to almost dying. But she says making people laugh is what kept her alive. She's at the Met Philadelphia on the My Life on the PTSD List tour. The show is Saturday at 8 p.m. They say you have to crawl before you can walk, but at these next two events, crawling is the point. The second annual Philly Yarn Crawl is for fiber enthusiasts. 16 participating yarn-based businesses across the Delaware Valley will open their doors for the four-day event that starts today. They'll offer specials, giveaways, and discounts, with some proceeds going to the Tacony Lab Community Art Center. On Saturday, wake up with a jolt by heading to the Northern Liberties Espresso Martini Crawl. More than a dozen participating bars in the area will serve up their unique takes on the drink, all for $12 and under. There's everything from a Parmesan espresso martini to a tiramisu espresso martini. We'll suggest a rideshare home. The event goes from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Hey, baby, do you love me like you did? Hey, baby, is that fire still calling? She was born in Abington and raised in Oregon, but ZZ Ward has a heart for the blues. She's just released a new single, Keep Love Alive, off of her upcoming Liberation album. She's heading to City Winery on the Dirty Sun Tour on Sunday to play it and more. And no, she wasn't named for ZZ Top. Her given name is Zuzana. Her show starts at 7:30. Wishing you a weekend where you keep love and hope alive. If you missed anything and want to find out more, we invite you to head to our website, whyy.org/things-to-do. I'm Tanya Pendleton, your guide to making the best of the time between Thursday and Sunday. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone.